68% of parents surveyed by NPR this spring believe that schools should teach climate change and its impacts. But among Republicans, that number drops to just 49%. That sets up an interesting battle in a red state like Oklahoma, where the State Department of Education is reconsidering what students should learn in science class. State Impact's Caroline Halter reports.
Melissa Lau is getting ready for the coming school year. She teaches sixth grade science in Piedmont, just northwest of Oklahoma City. Inside her classroom, she's laid out over 30 cross sections from the trunks of red cedar trees, with rings showing their annual growth.
The tree cookies. That is the term for them, tree cookies. And these tree rings are going to show, once I get them cleaned up a little bit more, that our dry years are getting drier and our wet years are getting wetter.
Lau says she's been teaching about the connection between fossil fuels and the changing climate for 3 years, though she isn't required to. Oklahoma's K-12 science standards are based in part off the Next Generation Science Standards, national guidelines that recommend teaching that concept in sixth grade. But Oklahoma left it out. Even without the explicit connection between industrial carbon emissions and rising temperatures, some state lawmakers still had misgivings about the standards last time they went before the legislature.
You know, there's been a lot of recent criticisms in some sectors as to maybe some of the hyperbole, what some consider hyperbole relative to climate change.
That was former Republican State Representative Mark McCullough in a 2014 committee hearing.
Do you believe that those sections specifically relating to weather and climate, particularly at the earlier ages, as it's emphasized here in the new standards, could potentially be utilized to inculcate into some pretty young, impressionable minds a fairly one-sided view as to that controversial subject, a subject that is very much in dispute among even the academics?
So the way I would respond to that is...
McCullough was questioning Tiffany Neal. At the time, Neal was the director of science education for Oklahoma. Now, she's the executive director of curriculum and instruction, and she's facilitating the current round of science standard revisions.
Every teacher is able to utilize the existing standards to make determinations about curriculum and instruction and teaching anything related to climate that they so choose. And that is really, I believe, where we want the authority for much of the curriculum decisions to lie.
Lau, the teacher from Piedmont, is an example of someone using the freedom in the current standards to teach about humans and their impact on climate. But she says she knows many science teachers who'd rather not broach the subject.
I'm lucky where I am in Piedmont. The community and administration is extremely supportive, but I know that there are other science teachers in the state that avoid it for the reasons of just not wanting to have to deal with the drama.
Lau is also one of the educators selected to be part of the revision process. She believes adding more explicit language around fossil fuels and climate change would give science teachers something to fall back on if they encounter resistance from parents or administrators. But state lawmakers have the ultimate say over education guidelines.
They may just see the term climate change and be like, I am against that. My party's against that. I don't want to support that. So therefore, I'm not going to pass your science standards. The struggle is, do we write our standards for somebody who is not scientifically literate? Or do we write them for science teachers?
26 other states have already adopted the recommended national standards, including language showing an explicit relationship between fossil fuels and the changing climate. Oklahoma's revision process is just getting started, and new science standards are expected to go before the legislature next spring. For State Impact, I'm Caroline Halter.